another First and Ten UK Dallas Cowboys podcast. As always, brought to you by First and Ten. Now, I tried to change up my intro then and got really confused.
I think they're getting more and more. They're getting a bit more and more somber, aren't they? As we go through the season, it was so so upbeat for the first 7 weeks. We were so upbeat. It's kind of turned into the funeral procession at the start of Live and Let Die.
Yeah, and it's not even because the Cowboys are
terrible. We need to be happier.
It's just because we're back to being where we always are. But anyway,
no, we're not 8-8.
No. But yeah, the losing by 3 points right at the end. Hello guys, welcome to the podcast. The podcast is very late. It was a day late than usual, and it's because we had the Thanksgiving game. It's like 5 days after, so we are going to be very, very quick with our Raiders review. Then we're going to do a quick Saints preview, and then we'll quickly talk about the NFL. But it should be quite a quick podcast today.
And Ben would like to share a trick that he figured out how to do by using a whistle and blowing it out of his ass.
Yes, I was waiting for some intelligent joke, but no. I'll tell you what we will though. If you listen to this, when we lose, we have an animal fact. We can't remember why, but we've been doing it for 3 years.
I don't remember why.
Oh no, I've been trying to remember why, and I know we had a reason for doing it, but anyway, that's what
maybe it was because if we got beat by an animal team, we had to do a fact about that animal that beat us.
No, because we did it with everyone. I think I think we might have done it just because we were getting so depressed, and I was like, I'm just gonna do some animal facts because everybody likes animals. It was the first season we were doing it when we took an absolute beating for a while. But anyway, so because we played the Raiders and Raiders jerseys and more importantly, like hats and beanies are everywhere because loads of people wear them who aren't Raiders fans. You could say that Raiders merchandise is like a rat because you're never more than 3 meters away from one of the bastards. So let's do facts about rats.
I saw where you were going with it.
Do you like how I did that?
Yeah.
Honestly, more people. We've probably mentioned it before. I think I definitely have. Yeah, you see more Raider merchandise in the UK than anything else, but I'd say 70% of the people just like hip hop and don't actually know they're an American football team. So here's some rat facts, guys. And rats can laugh. There you go. Rats can laugh. Didn't know that. It's a high pitched noise when they play. Rats can swim. Obviously, we know that because Tom Brady has a pool. their tails keep them cool because they actually use it like a fat. No, they've got blood vessels in their tails that regulate their body temperature. That's weird. Does that mean my penis regulates my body temperature?
Yes, it does.
It does. Okay, cool.
Does if you piss on yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Rat teeth never stop growing, like mine and Bill's hatred for Tom Brady. Some countries worship rats.
They're stupid. There's a
temple in northwest India, and it's home to more than 15,000 rats who are worshipped by the temple's devotees. That's mental.
What the hell?
There's a rat. It's called the Sumatran bamboo rat, and it can weigh up to 8.8 pounds.
I knew this one. I knew there was a rat that was fucking massive.
Yeah. An 8 pound rat.
It's the Ben Roethlisberger of rats.
It's the Ben Roethlisberger.
Forces itself onto other rats, allegedly.
And these days. These days plays football about as good as it, I would imagine.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to leave you with this then. There are 56 known species of rats, and rats can reproduce every 3 weeks. A bit like Aaron Rodgers. No. Who's the one who's got loads of kids?
Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers. I fucked that joke right up.
I tell you what, though, Aaron Rodgers looks like he lives more and more on the street with rats.
Yeah, that's true.
He genuinely is looking like a hobo, or that kind of guy that locks himself in a cabin and sort of breaks off from the outside world so that he's no longer on the grid anymore.
No, no, you see, I think he's slowly morphing into kind of like some guy who still lives in his mum's basement but has an obsession with Burt Reynolds.
What's wrong with having an obsession with Burt Reynolds?
Well, nothing, but Aaron Rodgers just looks like a shit annoyed Burt Reynolds right now with that Tash thing going on.
It's nowhere near as good as Schultz's Tash, is it? Schultz's Tash is fantastic. He looks like he should be either A, a police officer, or B, serving in a gay bar.
Yeah.
In the 80s.
As a police officer.
While dressed as a police officer.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. He looks like one of the missing members from Super Troopers. That's what he looks like.
He looks like the guy on the door when you walked into the Blue Moon Oyster Bar in Police Academy.
Yeah. Yes, he does. Anyway, moving swiftly on. Raiders Cowboys. We lost by 3 points. We were behind all game. We tied it up a couple times. But we never took the lead.
We tied it up once. We never led that game. Ever.
We tied it up to 33.
Oh, that's a lie. Yes, I did. I lied. But we never led the game, ever.
No. We didn't lead at all. And we were getting absolutely trounced for the first half. When we came back, I thought, okay, we've got a game here. And there was a lot of issues. Zeke wasn't 100%. CeeDee Lamb was out after about 5 minutes.
No, he's out completely. He was still out from concussion. Yeah.
It was the game before he was out. Sorry. I've been reading about him today and I've got my games confused. No, you're right. He was out completely. We still didn't have Cooper. There was lots of rookies making lots of mistakes. Dak Arm is still not
great, isn't it? He's throwing behind again. He's throwing low again.
What was the cause of this? What happened? I don't remember. Was this because he came out of, you know, game one looking fine? Like, did he get hurt again?
Yeah, if you remember, he did his foot, didn't he?
Then we had the bye week.
It was an niggly ankle.
Yeah.
And he came out of the bye week. Then we had the Vikings where he was off. So we had 2 weeks. But
he had a 2 week break and he's not looked good.
Not looked good since. Like I think I said this last week, the Falcons game kind of hid the fact that we were still not great. Mm-hmm. And this time I think it would have been different if we'd have had. Well, it would have definitely been a bit different if we'd have had CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper on, because it means Dak doesn't have to wait as long to get an open receiver. But he was still missing throws to guys. Now, sometimes you could say that, right, Noah Brown, we're not familiar with Noah Brown. Maybe he's cutting at a different time. The timing's not on, but that doesn't excuse throwing low to him, especially Noah Brown when he's about 6'2". And his job is to pick it out of the air.
Well, and there was Noah Brown didn't look great, but there was a couple times where it was definitely Dak's placing with the ball, not Noah Brown's placing his body.
Exactly.
Noah Brown was having to reach behind himself every time. He was like, "I'm here. Oh, hang on, I'm here." And it's CeeDee Lamb probably would have made the catch, but that's not the point. It's Dak's job is to place it. That's one thing he's always very good at. Is placing it, and he's just not placing the ball where he wants to at the moment.
The other thing is, I don't think, I mean, okay, so stars of the game, Tony Pollard, 100-yard touchdown return on the kickoff, fucking phenomenal.
Oh, thanks for putting me on that. I'd forgotten about that. I watched that just as my housemate walked in, and he knows nothing about American football. I was like, dude, watch this.
Just to steal your thunder slightly, 20.73 miles per hour he clocked up when he did that. 20.73 miles per hour he was running in full kit.
That's insane. Yeah, he's a fucking animal. Anyway, sorry, Rob. Yes, Tony Pollard.
So amazing. He was killing it. I mean, his carries are on point. We mentioned this before, but Zeke didn't look right, you know, and they saw his injured bone bruise or whatever, and they're talking about sitting him. I think they should potentially. I mean, there's really not a whole lot of time. I mean, it would have been nice if they played a Sunday game versus a Thursday game, but I don't think that's going to be the answer. I think they have to continually use Zeke sparingly when they need the power breakthrough runs and use him as a blocker almost and have Tony Pollard run, I think. But we've kind of discussed this. I've always thought there was something wrong with him since he fell on that pylon.
I agree.
I
tell you what, where you're going with this, Rob, and I'll tell you what I think the best thing we do is. Let's just switch him round a week. Let's play Pollard as the starting every day down back. Let him do, and then Zeke just does the extra bits, the change of pace every now and again, and then definite like ones and two yarders that we need in third and two.
The only problem with that is you need someone who can run up the middle. I love Pollard. I really rate Pollard, but that is not who Pollard is. Pollard is running around. Yeah. Pollard is not a good running back for running straight through. That's what Zeke's a battering ram.
I don't know. He runs through as well. I know he doesn't always get... The thing is with Pollard, when he runs through the middle, he either gets 1 yard or he gets 8 yards or 14 yards. There's no... Zeke is guaranteed 4 yards if he runs through the middle.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see what we do with them. Saints are going to be without Jameis Winston. They're playing with Trevor Siemian, which is a huge benefit for our defense. We also get DeMarcus Lawrence back. We get Coop back. Hold on. The Coop's up in the air. We get Lamb back. We get Lawrence back. Gregory, yeah. I'm not sure on.
I don't think we get Gregory. Do we definitely get Lawrence back?
Because that
was another thing we missed in this game. We missed. I know Parsons was doing his bit, but we missed. We weren't really pressuring.
By the way, I know we've been saying about how good Parsons is, and we all know that Parsons is good and he's playing out of position. But I don't know if I don't have them to hand, but I saw this earlier. He's not just slightly beating him stats wise. He is making Aaron Donald look like he's never played football before.
Yeah.
His stats compared to Aaron Donald is like something like he's had 4 more tackles for loss, 11 more tackles, something like 6 more sacks. I can't remember. They're like ridiculous.
It was insane.
I would jump on that by saying that Aaron Donald, just by his sheer name, is always going to be double teamed. Whereas Parsons isn't always double teamed as yet.
True.
But the other thing we lost Doris Armstrong, I believe, for punching the fucking Raider in the face when that whole fight broke out. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Because it was suspended. Carl Joseph that was the guy that was the problem. It wasn't Dorrance Armstrong,
Dorrance Armstrong got suspended for 2 games.
All right, he must have probably chimed in when he shouldn't have done.
Yeah, but it was Joseph who was kicking it off, and that's the point. Armstrong's actually been really dependable.
So we lost him for 2 games because of that. So it's a good thing that Lawrence is coming back. Not the fact that he played defensive tackle, but. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's gonna kind of fuck us. The thing is,
the Saints don't have anyone. Like Kamara's out.
We're playing them at the right time.
We are playing them
at the right time. They have got a number. I think he's a number one run defense.
Yeah, Yeah, they have got.
So I know, and I know we're not, we're definitely offensively we're playing them at the right time.
Yeah, I was gonna say again with the Raiders game, you know, Dak didn't look himself, so we kind of discussed. But I mean, we are able to put up 33 points. Now here's the thing. Our defense did not do their job. I mean, it's not like Dak wasn't doing his job by getting 30 points. It's like he was doing his job. It's just when you keep the defense on the field. I mean, we had some three and outs. And let's talk about the two most fucked up things in this whole game. The first quarter, the fumble recovery that was ruled an incomplete pass after he took three steps, that was complete bullshit. So that at that point changed the tune of the game. The next thing, there was more fucking flags in that game and out of any game that I've ever witnessed. And I know I like to throw the flags out a lot, but this was absurd. It was so absurd. Jerry Jones made the comment. Micah Parsons even made the comment. He's like, what are we supposed to do, play tag? We got hired to play football, not play tag.
Yeah, so...
It was bad.
So on this
one... There was
28 flags for 226 yards. Now, the thing is, and we can't really say much, the Raiders got 14 flags for 110 yards, and we got 14 flags for 166 yards, which brings up that wonderful elephant in the room of what do you do with Anthony Brown?
Yes, that's where I was going with it.
Because I've never been massively happy with him to start with.
No, I've not.
I always thought he was a compromise. Great. He's being played because we haven't got anyone better. And
we should have never got rid of fucking Woods.
May I say though, it's not just Anthony Brown. I would say everybody, because we're missing
for pass interference. It is
for pass interference. It was, but we had a lot of like when we were taking the fucking kicks. Who was that guy running? Who kept fucking running early when we were trying to defend against?
That happened twice. That was CJ Goodwin, and that was fine because he had to do that because he had to. It didn't matter. They were going to get that kick.
Yeah,
he even did it.
He even did it when they missed the fucking kick.
But the thing is, I'm going to defend him for this one because he has to do that because if they make the kick, they win the game, right? If they keep getting closer and closer, it didn't matter. It was an easy one anyway because Anthony Brown had already fucked up. So CJ Goodwin, all he was trying to do was time it. And if they made the kick, then we lose.
It was three kicks on the trot, though. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, no, it wasn't embarrassing. It showed that he was trying his absolute best to time it so that he could block it. He really wanted to win.
Right? Yeah.
That to me is effort, and he's trying to time it. What do you want to do? It makes the difference. They're gonna get that kick because they had like a 28 yard field goal kick. We were just getting them to 23 yards.
But then we got them, back 5 yards, and then we got them back to us 5 yards.
Yeah.
And it was like, fuck's sake.
I want to talk about the other bonehead thing we did. There wasn't a lot of good things that we did. There was a lot more shit things that we did. The other thing that I did not understand was when we went for a 55 or a 59-yard field goal, that did nothing for us. Like, it was a two-score game. You might as well just have went for it or punt.
We were never going to make. There was nobody on that field that was like, "Yeah, we're going to make this kick." As soon as he called it, I was like, "What the fuck are you doing, McCarthy? Like, what the actual fuck?" We were 5 yards short, but it was like we're either going to give it away with a kick that we're not going to get, or we just go for it. Do you know what I mean? That was a go for it every day, every single day. No brain. No matter what the level, I don't think.
There was a few in the fourth quarter that would go for
59 yards. Maybe in the fourth quarter. But where it was, even though it was earlier on, you should have gone for that. Unless you've got Justin Tucker as your kicker, you're not going for a 59-yard kick.
Right.
That's it.
I completely agree. I completely agree. It was shite. It was a stupid plan. I don't know. Luckily,
we probably would have lost the yardage if we'd gone for it.
I think,
we'd have punted it. You know, I mean, at least punt it. At least give it a go.
I'm going to say it right now that COVID has done us a favour this week because Mike McCarthy's out with COVID. Let's see what happens now.
Yeah, well, it's Kenan Moore's team, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or should we, Rob? Should we get TO to come in and manage for one game?
Let's get Jimmy Johnson, Deion Sanders, Jimmy, and Michael Urban.
I hear Jason Garrett's available this week.
That's genuinely the funniest thing you've ever said, Bill. can you imagine? Can you
just bring it in back?
Imagine?
It'll be like the Royal Rumble and seeing the Bushwhackers walk in.
The only good thing, I don't know if it's a good thing, but if that did happen, we would have another podcast for the first time in about 2 years where Rob goes, "Let's fucking clap him, boys! Let's fucking clap him!" Oh, fuck Jason Garrett.
They should have done that for the Halloween one. They should have all dressed in ginger wigs. And just put the face a bit redder than normal and then just clapped all the time. Oh, fucking brilliant. But yeah, to me, I don't know about you, and I've heard other NFL journalists say this, but those referees just seem to be wanting their television time knowing that it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, true. There was one. And it sort of rang to me. There was a touchdown, and I don't think it was one of ours. And the ref sort of started walking forwards, and he sort of did this, like, not a flamboyant, but this nonchalant touchdown thing. And I was like, "Oh, mm-hmm. you dick. You're walking in there trying to be cool." Knowing that the world's watching, and I'm like, and then all of a sudden the flag started coming in from everywhere, and I'm like, I'm starting to get the feeling that these are the Judge Judy of NFL referees.
Well, they're the referee squad that did the Vikings and Bengals game at the beginning of the season.
Right.
Just a fucking clown show.
At least the Vikings lost there, Rob.
Right. Fuck the Vikings. And they lost again, too. So that was wonderful. That was highlight of Sunday.
I'll tell you one, it moves us on quite nicely. In the NFL this year, there isn't really anyone that's holding their own as a dominant force, is there? It seems to be that anyone that's coming good just ends up having some absolute shows.
I still think the cards are pretty consistent. The cards are pretty consistent. The Packers have started turning good. But I would say the cards. I mean, yeah, you're right. You're right with the Rams, but I still don't want to play them. But you're right. The Rams have had a proper shot.
The Rams haven't won since OBJ joined them.
Yeah, they've got
that's
the curse
of brilliant. OBJ. That's brilliant. Mm-hmm. I hope they never win again.
He's a cancer in the locker room, and I love. And everyone says it, and then no team. You know, teams always pick him up, and it always seems to be the same thing. All right, here's a game today. Well, we've made our views aware, on OBJ in the past. Which players would you rather have on your squad over OBJ?
Everyone that we've got.
No. I'm thinking like Mark Sanchez. I'm thinking.
Oh, you evil man. No.
Yeah, you see where I'm going with this?
No,
because I would
want OBJ because at least you could put him on the field. You wouldn't put Mark Sanchez on the field anymore.
Mark Sanchez has a Super Bowl. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, so does fucking Jerry Jones, but I'm not putting him on the field.
Who else would I want? The thing is, though, it's not even ability. Like, OBJ poisons teams. He's worse. I'd rather have Cam Newton.
I would rather have Cam Newton than OBJ. I would rather have Rob Gronkowski than OBJ on my team. If OBJ has orchestrated his own sulking to get out of a team twice.
I'm about to ask you the hardest question.
OBJ over Tom Brady.
Yeah.
OBJ. I'm sorry.
You'd say that.
I'm not going to bend over that desk for you.
let's move on. We've touched on it slightly, but we play the Saints in a day or two, depending on when you listen to this, or maybe even today, or maybe even yesterday. We play the Saints, the Saints look shit at the moment. We should be winning this, but we said this about the last few games.
Yeah, we said this
about the Raiders. Well, I'm the only one that said I didn't think we'd win, and if we did, it would be low scoring. And whilst it wasn't low scoring, I didn't think we'd win it, and we didn't. We should be winning this.
I think we're going to win.
Are we going to win it?
I think we're going to win. I think the Saints are nowhere near what the Raiders are. The Raiders actually aren't that bad a team. They've just had a lot of issues. The Saints have some really good aspects of a team, but their coaching's good. Their defense is actually good, but their offense, they've not got Michael Thomas. They've not got, like I said, you've not got Alvin Kamara anymore. They're still talking about whether Simeon is going to start or whether they're going to start. The crowd's cheering for Taysom Hill. And that's nonsense. So I just think, I don't think the Saints know who they are.
No, you're right. The Saints are a good team, and they're always a good team, but currently they have got some decent players. And you're right, the coaching, even when the Saints are doing shit, some of the plays they come up with recently. Like, I love the way how they use Taysom Hill as a tight end and as a quarterback, and they'll do it halfway through a play. And it's genuinely interesting to watch. I agree with you. They're definitely going to score some plays on us, and they're definitely going to make us look stupid once or twice, but we should be beating them.
I don't think they've got the wide receivers to open us up as much as everyone else has.
Yeah, true.
I don't think they've got the guy to throw it to those guys when they have.
No, I think you're right. What do you think, Rob?
I think we win because the Saints are just depleted. I think we win because, well, the Raiders are not a bad team. I think it really depends, though, on... So we're getting Lamb back and we're getting Lawrence back. We might have Cooper. Smith is still playing all right. He's not injured. We're getting some back. I feel like Dak had, Dak didn't to get hit. I feel that we'll win. I don't think we're going to put up 40 points like we did against the Falcons because the Saints defense is better.
I don't think you can compare other teams to the Falcons.
No,
Falcons are a gift.
There's a couple of Canadian football teams you could probably compare them to, like the Calgary Stampede.
Yeah, and don't forget the Jags.
Yeah, Jig's our gift too. But I think we win this one. If Amari Cooper and Lamb both play, I think we win 28-10. I think if it's just Lamb and not Lamb and Cooper, I think we win 17-10.
Okay. What are you saying?
Oh, I like that. And then I'm going to change. I'm going to go 24-17.
Oh, very close. I'm going to say 21-17.
Yeah, I think we're successful in more than four drives.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see them doing much to us.
No, I agree. I wish I had more interesting points, but there isn't really. we've already mentioned Taysom Hill, and that's about as far as it goes, isn't it?
Hold on. Dan Quinn is calling the offensive plays. He's leading it since McCarthy's on COVID, and so are a handful of other coaches. So Dan Quinn is calling the offensive plays.
He's
head coaching.
As long as when they say he's calling the offensive plays, he says, Kellen, just do what you were doing before. Actually, to be fair, he didn't do too bad a job in Atlanta for a while.
Yeah, I mean,
but what's gonna happen though is he sends his defense, put Lawrence in for back. He puts Lawrence in as a running back, and Lawrence just takes off. Wouldn't that be some
that
shit?
Would be fucking brilliant.
I'll tell you what, we're saying we're having a problem with Zeke. We need that 1-2 punch. I'd happily see Lawrence filling in for Zeke for a game. Happily.
I tell you what, I've noticed as well, and it has been mentioned on the commentator, so I'm not taking credit, that our offensive line just keeps rotating. They're not using the same people at all. Yes, they're rotating them through, but they're changing guards. They're changing...
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, Connor McGovern and Connor Williams switched over, didn't they?
Yeah, they've been changing a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just remembered Terrence Steele's out of this game. So that could be an issue.
We've got Tyrone Smith back. Who would you rather have, Tyrone Smith and Lyle Collins?
Tyrone Smith and Lyle Collins.
Yeah.
Of course. But Steele, as we've said all season, Steele, apart from he had a real bad game a couple of games ago, but other than that, Steele's been pretty solid this season. But yeah, I think if we lose, it's going to be a shit game, and if we win, it's going to be pretty uneventful.
Yeah,
I don't have a lot of hope for this game. Our defense, yes, we get some takeaways, but you know, we let a lot off. The Saints defense is pretty fucking good. Dak's not 100%, Zeke's not 100%. I think it could actually be the most boring game of the season for us.
that was a Chiefs game, but I will say that you're right, they've kind of knocked the wind out of our sails, haven't they, the Cowboys, over the last sort of four weeks. But to me this is just one of those where we just can't let we should get a W. We need to carry on getting W's, because at the moment, like we said, the Giants did us a massive favour, because if they didn't, the Eagles would have been one game behind us. Obviously, they had a game in hand, so they're 1.5 games behind us. But but they would have only been, on paper, one game behind us, and that we can't have that. You can't go 6-1 and lose the division. I'm just not. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, me either. Now, one other point I'd like to point out is, no pun on using point twice, but we can still lose if we lose half the game. We can still lose half our games, and we're pretty much of the last six. We can win the division at 10-6.
Yeah, we
10-7. I mean,
yeah.
Here's the other thing I'd like to point out. It is more important for us to win this game against the Saints than it is to beat the Eagles again at the end and split it with them, because If we were to lose out, if we were to lose half the games, we would then own the tiebreaker over everybody, including the Saints.
With this one, I think it's been said. We're in that good stretch where we only play one game of a team that's above 500. Everyone else is a losing team, but that's because it's Washington twice, New York once.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who else. Saints, Eagles.
There's only in the NFC, there's only five teams with winning records.
The problem with Washington, though, is Washington are starting to play some good football.
Yeah.
It's taking them a while. But I tell you what, when we play them, if we're full strength and they're full strength, I think we'll win. But I tell you, it could end up being one of the surprise games.
Here's the thing. Yesterday, you got to remember that the fucking Redskins were playing the Seahawks. The Seahawks have
Washington
been shit this whole entire
football
year.
Team. The Washington
whatever.
Football team.
Yes.
Whatever. They literally were playing a shit team. Think about this. The Seahawks do not have a Micah Parsons. The Seahawks do not have a Randy Gregory. The Seahawks have real. They might have a better. They might have one better safety than us, but overall, our defense is better.
I tell you what, the Seahawks are more and more like the Amy Winehouse of the league, aren't they? They had it all, and now they're 3-8, and that number one draft pick, that's the fifth overall pick at the moment, belongs to the Jets for Jamal Adams.
Yeah, that's true.
And Jamal Adams has four career interceptions.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he had Diggs. Oh, as well. Can we talk about that? Because we didn't talk about that. This made me piss myself laughing. During the Thanksgiving game, they asked Trevon Diggs' son what he was thankful for, and he said, "I'm thankful that other teams' quarterbacks keep throwing my dad the ball." What a little dude. Love that. Right, well, guys, I reckon that's about it. Any last things to report?
I have a quote for us.
Oh yes, quotes.
Okay. So,
go on, Ev.
All right, here we go. Here we go. He who is not courageous enough to take risk will accomplish nothing in life.
Okay, He who is not courageous enough to take risk will accomplish nothing in life. I feel like it's going to be a bad person.
This sounded just like last week's. I'm sure last week it was something along the lines of taking risk and achieving nothing.
Are you going to say this is Ben Roethlisberger again?
Nope.
No, that was take what you want. All right, I will say, if you don't take risks, Indiana Jones.
I'm going to say Kim Jong-un.
Nope, but that's a funny one. He is a. Here, let me give you another hint.
All right, I'm going to change it to Kit.
Sting like a bee.
Oh, really? Was it?
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. that was me thinking it was going to be like some dictator or something.
don't forget, we got told off for that.
Yeah. No, that's only because I made some very bad jokes and it's been edited and nobody will ever hear it anyway, but we can still, you know, I'm sure there'll still be a dictator quote at some point. In fact, actually, I'll leave you with a story. I went to a fancy dress party a little while ago, and I turned up. When I walked in, everybody was looking at me and were like, "What the fuck have you, why are you?" And I was completely stark bollock naked, with a King Edward potato on the end of my willy. And I said, well I've come as a dictator.
that's my
dictator pretty, joke. Thank you. I'm here all week. Yes. So anyway, on that note, guys, absolute pleasure. Please think of my penis with a potato on it as you go to sleep tonight. And we will be back to talk about the Saints game next week.
All right, see you guys. You guys have a good night.
Good night, everybody.